Well, what it actually means is that most business between America's space agency and the Russian government is on hold, with the exception of the International Space Station program. Now, NASA says it's suspending meetings, communications, and any travel to and from Russia. The action is being taken for what NASA calls Russia's ongoing violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Now, NASA's decision was revealed in a leaked memo, which also says NASA officials can still attend multilateral meetings outside Russia, where Russian representatives are present. Interestingly, these restrictions, in fact, mirror those that are in place vis-a-vis China. The U.S. fears NASA cooperation with China might make it easier for the Chinese to copy U.S. technologies. In fact, currently, Chinese citizens are not allowed to access any NASA facilities. Next one. Well, Russia hasn't in fact said a lot on this issue. Moscow says it regrets the decision to halt cooperation. The country's deputy foreign minister described it as a U.S. decision. But the feeling in Moscow is that Russia's space program will not be significantly affected by the move. Next one. Well, in fact, just recently, NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden testified before Congress on the importance of U.S.-Russia ties with regards to the space program. Bolden is on record as saying that mutual cooperation is required to keep the space station operational, and that, I think, is why we see the ISS exempted in this latest announcement. But there is a lot of cooperation between the two sides, which is why this is significant. For example, the U.S. pays the Russians for rides into orbit on board Russia's Soyuz capsules, which are at the moment the only spacecraft that can fly NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. But, you know, looking ahead to the future, NASA is backing the development of a privately built alternative to replace the space shuttle, which, of course, has now been decommissioned. It's hoped a U.S. spacecraft that can carry astronauts to the ISS will be operational by 2017. And in fact, to add to the dependency the U.S. has on Russia, many rocket launches from the U.S. depend on Russian engines, which power the workhorse-like Atlas V rocket that's often used to launch satellites into orbit. The Defense Department, though, is understood to have asked the Air Force to look into alternatives for sending up military satellites. And the last one. Well, not according to NASA. NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden has said that the relationship between the Russian and U.S. space agencies is normal when it comes to their partnership on the space station. That's despite the situation in Ukraine. And from the U.S. point of view, Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, is not in a position to retaliate by refusing to allow U.S. astronauts aboard the Soyuz. Basically, the position is that Russia will not be able to carry out its normal ISS operations without the U.S. Just to note, there are three Russians, two Americans, and one Japanese astronaut on board the International Space Station.